Malachy, well done.
Thank you. The
second half was a totally different game than the first half was. There was that directness, that positivity, no holding the ball up into the wind. You just really went at them.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what when we play like that, we're at our best, you know. Just in the first half, we weren't winning the kickouts. We didn't win many break ball. They were able, when they got the ball, they were able to get up the field fairly comfortably. And then I suppose we weren't pushing out high enough at times, and they were just able to hold the ball and then work a few scores. So at half time we knew that we had to be much better. Second half we were facing into a bit of a win, but we knew if we upped our intensity levels all around the field and just played better football, that, you know, we could still win the game, and that's how it proved. So pleased with second half. First half was a bit disappointing, but pleased overall.
Derek Canavan missing, but you know, the spread that you got must be a great replacement for that. 14 different players, I think, on the score sheet.
Yeah, you know, and I think against Calvin we had 12 that day as well, you know. So as I thought in the first half, I suppose, even though we didn't have as much possession as we would have liked, and our awfully had the ball for fair spells, I still think our Scott to score ratio was something like 82% in the first half, which was really high. I'm not sure what it was in the second half, but it was probably good as well. There's lots of things that have been good, but overall the overall package isn't good enough yet, and it's great to get the 2 points today, but we know that we need to do better, and we need to push on from here, and that's what we'll be hoping to do.
There's been a lot of commentary about how Tyrone has struggled up to now, but you know, when you look at the experience of lost out of that squad, the likes of Kieran McGeary, Peter Hart, Niall Devlin up until today, a couple of others, very experienced players as well, Paddy Hamsey, you can't afford to lose that sort of experience.
No, that's right, and I suppose if you look at the games as well that we played, the first day we were out with a fairly inexperienced team against Kildare, and we drew it. The next day was always going to be very much 50-50, and Derry had a very strong team out. We beat Cavan the next day. Last week we were down to the Leinster champions in Louth, which is never an easy place to go. I thought we played well in the first half. Second half wasn't so good. We just were glad to get the 2 points today. It gives us that wee bit of breathing space. But no, look, you expect criticism. There's no problem with that, and I'm well able to take that. It's really important to try and shield the players from it, particularly the younger players, because a lot of them are only starting on their journey. You know, we're doing a lot of work with them. We're hoping that they'll grow and develop into really good inter-county players. So hopefully that they can get a wee bit of breathing space to do that as well. But we know the performance haven't been good enough, and we're working really hard to try and put that right.
League table looks a lot better for you now than it did, but I'm not sure whether you're mathematically safe yet or not. So going down to Croke Park it's going to be another game yet. You have to go down there, get a performance and get a result.
No, there's no doubt. You know, we're not mathematically safe, and we always thought that. We knew that we had to win this one, you know, to give ourselves put ourselves in a better position. But we know the next two are really important as well, and we're just looking at the next game. We want to, you know, go out, get a better performance. You know, we don't feel we're performing at our best or anywhere near it yet, but we want to get back to the same ground and work hard this next couple of weeks and hopefully get a really good performance against Meath. Meath are going really well. They're experienced team out. So look, we've ground to make up, but we're looking forward to it.
2 weeks break now, and a good opportunity to get that work done and to get a lot of issues addressed.
That's it. That's what we're hoping to do. You know, so we got a good week's work done this week. I suppose the first half we would have liked to look a wee bit better and have a wee bit more fluency to our play, but I think we got that more so in the second half, and I suppose now it's building on that and trying to push on.
The expectation was that Kieran McGeary would be back for some part of the league, so if he's not back for the Meath game, maybe we won't see him until Championship.
Well, he's back there. He's back with us tonight. You know, he's back on the he did the warm up with us beforehand, so he arrived back. I think it was yesterday. So now he'll be back in full training in the coming week, and so hopefully he'll be we'll see how he is, and hopefully he'll be ready to go very soon.